is God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We're excited to be here tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight is night with a difference, my God. We will hear from these people who Jesus love and care for. Almighty God. A lot of times person will try to
Jesus.
understand the love that Jesus have for children. We just cannot understand. But there's something special about children with Jesus. And so tonight, as we hear from them, we are just going to scoop them up, as somebody would say, and put them in the hands of Jesus. And as they perform, that our God will be glorified. Praise the name of Jesus. So we are
Hallelujah.
expecting great things. We are anticipating a lot tonight. And praise God, we will have a wonderful time in the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Sister Camila, at this time, can you play that song for me? Bless the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship your name.
Bless the Lord, Susan.
We adore you. We
Yes.
bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Imagine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did
Bless
not create me. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry. You not create me to fear.
But you created me, yeah.
You created me.
That's what you make me for, yeah.
So I'ma leave it all right here. My hands are raised because I surrender.
Hallelujah. That's the name of
I believe your word is
Jesus.
true, Lord.
Lord.
create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now that I
the
use
writer declares that he did not create us to worry. He created us as a worshiping being. So worry is not of God. And tonight we just want to tear down all of it that comes on the platform, that comes on the line in the name of Jesus. And so we'll take this time out for these few minutes to give God the worship, to give him the praise. We surrender it all to him and allow him to work for us and work in our lives. And at this time, without further ado, I will hand over to our dear Deacon Scott as he will be doing our devotional exercise for us. God bless you. Over to you, Deacon. Praise Jesus.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name.
Praise
I
God.
Greet you well in the mighty name of Jesus, our soon coming King. You know, he has been faithful.
Amen.
And he called us to, as a people, to be faithful as well. Amen. This evening,
Amen.
We are extremely excited to come, to have this opportunity to come
Amen.
Online once more to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless God for all of you who have made the sacrifice to be on time. Oh, God is an on-time God. Amen. The moment that if he ever start to show up late for you, it will be a big problem. You will be in big problem. So, you know, so we know that our God, even though in our time maybe he's 4 days late, but he's still on time.
Amen.
It's a miracle working God. Amen. So this
Amen.
Evening, yeah, we'll be looking at the meeting the legends of our faith. Meet the legends. Amen. And I know that something good is in store, you know, and we know that our children are well prepared, and as they come, they will enlighten us. Amen. So we just want to spend this time just to cleanse ourselves, you know, just to ask God to just saturate this atmosphere, just to ask God to interfere in our fear this evening. Just interfere with us. Just change things around. Just cause us to have a praise on the inside. Just wash us, turn us upside down so that we can be crystal clear, to be good soil, so that when the word would go forth, it's something can stick on the inside that will produce fruit in the name of Jesus. So we just want to invoke the Holy Presence, Holy God, in this atmosphere, even now. He alone is worthy to be praised and to be exalted. We just want to devote ourselves, our time, these few minutes that we have in his presence, we just want to devote it unconditionally, uninterruptedly unto him. So we come against every device that would cause any distraction, even now, any spirits that would lurk around to cause you to lose your focus. We pray that we'll be in one accord, because
yes,
we know that when we sit in one accord, mighty things can happen. Amen.
Amen.
So this evening, up for our devotion, I want us to look at Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. And it reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness,
mm-hmm,
let us lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And as we look at those two verses, I just want us to reflect. Just imagine stepping into a museum. But this time, the museum won't be filled with statues and portraits of anyone on the wall. You know, most time they are people that have gone on before, dead people that you put them in a museum, put walls up. But just picture them as being living and breathing figures of history, most profound individual. I imagine that that's something that we will experience in heaven when we meet these heroes of faith, these legends of faith, when we meet Abraham, Isaac, Moses, most of all, when we meet Jesus, who bled and died for us and is risen to give us life. Just imagine that for a moment. Just set the pace, set the stage, you know, for that even now. You know, let's just picture it. How beautiful heaven must be when we meet the legend of our faith, when we meet the legend of the Bible, the legends. Amen. Yes, the legends of the Bible, these are men and women whose stories echoes through ages, whose faith, courage, and sometimes even their failures continue to teach and inspire us. When we hear names like Abraham, Moses, David, Esther, or Mary, just to name a few, we often think of them as almost mystical figures, larger than life. Sometimes we think they are outside this world. You know, their courage, you know, their faith, and sometimes even their failures. You know, when we think what they contribute to us being here, calling on the name of Jesus, you know, perhaps we're saying that they are beyond our reach. But the beauty of the biblical narratives is that it presents them not as flawless superheroes, but as real people with real struggles, real doubts, and
Yes,
real
amen.
victories. You know, they
Amen.
are real people just like you and I. They had their doubts, their time of doubts. They had their time of struggles. They had their time of victories. They have the times when they run away. They had the time when they come back. They had the time, you know, they are just people just like me and you. The only difference with them is they allow God to be in control of their life, to use them to do exploits. Amen. So these are real people. So don't, when we hear the children would come and present the legends to you, don't think that you and I cannot attain that level if we just allow God to be in control of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And sometimes replace them, replace Father Abraham, replace David in such a high pedestal, you know, as if they are like distant, like almost mystical figures, you know. But the profound truth of it, people of God, is that these biblical heroes, is that they were at their core just like you and I.
Amen.
Whatever they could do then, we can do it now. When Moses stretched that rod across the Red Sea, we can do it now if we just have the faith and be in line, be at the place where God is able to use us. Sick bodies can be healed, just like what used to happen. Sick bodies can be healed when we place our hands and then when we pray the prayer of faith. You know, these were people, these legends were people that experienced fear, doubts, sorrows, joy, even temptation, just like you and I. But
Amen.
yet they had a triumphant entry. Amen. Their stories are not just historical accounts. They are a living testament
Yes.
of God's faithfulness amidst human frailty, amidst our doubts, amidst our wickedness, amidst our wicked thoughts, the thoughts that come up in some of us mind, my mind sometimes. I have to wonder, what is this happening inside? You know, we have a real devil, and as we empowered ourselves through the word of God and the spirit of Almighty God to overcome the wiles of Satan. We can be just like these legends of faith, and we will be, because when we shall leave this world, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, they will be speaking about the things that we did. Let it be something that they can emulate, so that we too will be legends of faith, legends that they can leave a lasting impact upon lives. Our church families, our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Let when we pass off this scene, they see us too as legends in the faith. Legends. Amen. Let's meet Abraham for a moment. Let's just look at Abraham, the patriot of faith. He wasn't perfect.
No.
Just like you and I. He wasn't perfect. He stumbled. He doubted God's promises at times. Yet his willingness to step into a radical obedience, to leave everything familiar behind for a land that he never seen, mark him as a legend. That mark him as a legend. His story reminds us that faith often requires bold trust in the unseen. Bold trust. When we look at Hebrew 11, verse 10, 9, 8 to 10 rather, it said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went.
Amen.
By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, their heirs with him for the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. I wonder how many of us tonight can say we're looking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
Oh,
Amen.
Jesus.
A city that sits on the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus Christ. Let's just roll down the curtains for a moment and look at our brother Moses. He was a reluctant leader. He felt inadequate. He said that he's a poor speaker.
Right.
He felt so insufficient in himself. Yet God called him to confront Pharaoh, who was a big and powerful leader in those days, to release the people of God, the people of Israel, to freedom. That's the bold step, even in his inadequacy, even when he sees himself that he cannot do it. But with God, all things are possible.
True.
With God, you and I can be legends. With God, you and I can do exploits. We have no excuse, because God is a missing piece in our puzzle of life. He's a missing piece. And when he comes in and fill that void, we can do exploits. Mountains will be moved. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. So
Amen.
Moses' journey, it teaches us that God's strength is perfected in our weaknesses. And that's true leadership often begins with humility. Humble yourself. Don't feel that we can do it in our own strength.
No, we can't.
Just humble ourselves before God, and he will exalt us in due time.
Due time.
Don't think you're so popular, you're so high in your head knowledge that you can just step in front of God's people and present a word to them without having the anointing upon your life, because you think that your adequacy is from your intellect. This is not so heroes of faith are developed. The legends of faith, this is not so they were developed. They were humble. They are from humble beginning. We see them started off very low and they rise up when God lift them up. Amen. Let's meet, look at our brother David, a shepherd king, a man after God's own heart. Yet also he was deeply flawed. He committed grave sins, but his profound repentance an unwavering desire to return to God's favor, showed us the path to restoration and boundless grace of Almighty God. His life is a testament to God's ability to use imperfect people for his perfect plan. Imperfect people for his perfect plan. When we look at him, look at Esther, our sister Esther. She was a courageous queen faced with an impossible choice to risk her life or watch our people be defeated. She rose to the occasion. Our famous line as it echoes through the Hall of Fame, as it echoes through the legend of our faith. He said, if I perish, I perish. You know, it shows, it's like a beacon of selfless courage. She become very selfless. You know, I hope you, as you listen to these legends of faith, you're taking the adjectives, the things that describe them, to fit it in your life one way or the other, so that we too can be legend of faith, legends. Amen. Yes, Esther remind us that we are often placed in a specific circumstances for such a time like this. So don't think that we just exist just for existing sake.
No,
but it's a
not at
divine
all.
setup. We are here for a purpose. We are here for a purpose. Amen. Yes, we are here for a purpose. We are not here by chance. It's an Holy Ghost setup, and we are here to be used by Almighty God. So
Amen.
As we survive each day, let us just learn to just lay everything aside. Focus upon him who is able to make us into legends. Amen. Who is able to let us leave an footprint here on this side of eternity. Leave a footprint, leave a mark, so that when we shall depart, someone will remember us as a legend. Amen. Let us look at Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yes.
She was an humble servant, a young woman, lightly puzzled, yet responded to an angelic announcement with profound submission. Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May your word be to me be fulfilled. Our life exemplify radical obedience and trust in God's mysterious plans, even when it defiles all human understanding, even when she was still a virgin, even when she hadn't been with a man. Yet the angel would announce to her that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and she shall bring forth a son, and you will call his name Emmanuel. You know, these legends that we just mentioned, plus more that we'll hear about later on, they are not just figures of a distant past. They are our brothers and our sisters in faith. The struggle they had mirrors our own, the temptation to give up. They had it too. They had the temptation to give up, that we're going to throw in the towel. We cannot continue any longer because we are fed up. We are sick and tired. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, they had that same response to life when things not going the way they wanted to go. They're saying, oh, we're just going to throw it right here. But I want to encourage us to be like the disciples when Jesus said to them, are you going to turn back with the multitude as well? And they said, Lord, whom shall we return to? You know, whom shall we return to? Let us have
Come
that
on now.
Mind concept.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
shall we return to? If God cannot satisfy my desire, if he cannot satisfy my need, who else will? Lord, you are my provider. You created me in your own image. And so I'm going to stick with you through thick and true thing, though I may not understand everything that there is to understand. But one thing I do understand is that you hold my hand and you hold the future. My future is in your hand. And I am not going to turn back, comes what may, because I need to see the place you have created for me. And I know that better days are coming. That's the mindset these legends had. They could have given up just like you and I. They could have thrown in the towel. But they
yes.
say, if I perish, I perish. They say, I'm going to humble myself under the mighty hands of God. And I'm going to ask him to forgive me. When David in Psalm 51 said, have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. He was returning to the fold. He was coming back in communion with God. When he said, have mercy, and he was
mercy.
Counted as a man after God's own heart, after all that he did, because he had a penitent heart. He had a desire to be more and more all that God would have called him to be. He may have struggled, and he may have lost his balance, but he hold himself up because he know that better days are coming and that our light affliction is not worthy to be given up to the eternal weight that awaits us, the splendor that awaits us. Amen. And so their stories also mirrors God's consistent character. It shows God's faithfulness, his power, his redemptive love, and his ability to work through imperfect vessels. They stand as witnesses, encourages us that if God could use them in their flawed humanity, he can certainly use us. Their life offer not just inspiration, but practical hope. They showed us that our journey of faith, with all its ups and downs, is part of the grand narrative where God is always the hero and he always invites us to play a part. So I encourage you this evening to step out in faith like Abraham, even when the path is unclear, to trust God's strength like Moses, even when we feel weak, to seek repentance and restoration like David, even when we fail, to act with courage like Esther when injustice demands it, to surrender our will to God just like Mary to God's greater purpose. Amen. As we reflect on their lives, we are called not to emulate their perfection because they were not perfect, but to embrace their faith, the faith that they had. Their stories are a divine invitation to believe that if God could use them, he can certainly use us in our own era, in our own weaknesses, in our shortcoming, in our disability, in our struggles, to write a new faith chapter in his ongoing story in a dark world of sin. Amen. So may these words encourage you as we wait to be blessed by our children as they will further delve into the eras, the legends of faith, of our faith in Jesus' mighty name. And now turn over to our moderator, Sister Chantal. Bless the Lord.
Good night, everyone. Can we have some cameras open now so we can see everybody's face? Good
Amen.
night, good night, good night. Yes,
good
get some
night.
Smiles.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yes, I see your smile, Tamoya. Beautiful smile.
Good night.
All right, so good night, everyone. Before we start off, I just want to whisper another word of prayer before we begin. I'm going to allow, let me tell you who's going to go first, right after our prayer, Sister Tamoya. All right, so once we're finished praying, you can prepare your mind as we're praying, all right? So let us bow our heads at this time. Most righteous and eternal God, as we come before you once more, Lord, we want to thank you for the words that have gone forth so far. We thank you for this opportunity together in a fashion like this one more time. You have been good to us throughout today, so far this week. We have just been so that we're so thankful, we're so grateful for your love, for your tender mercies, and your grace towards us. Tonight, I pray that you'll take the lead. Take full control of this service. Touch our children. Continue to cover them. Continue to be with them and abide with them. Touch each and every individual online, especially our parents. You know, some of us, we're not biological parents, but we parent our nieces or nephews or cousins or even a family friend or godparents, whatever it may be. I pray that you continue to guide and you continue to strengthen. Have your own divine way tonight, Lord, as we ask for your continuous guidance in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. All
Amen.
right. So tonight I want to try to be as excited as everybody else is. So I'll be having a few questions here and there just to see if you're paying attention, as well as a few prizes that I have to offer. All right, I'm still in the spirit of giving. So let's see who can win something tonight on behalf of Sister Chantal, from Sister Chantal. All right. So first thing, we're gonna start off our program with a lovely, how should I put this now? I don't want to say woman because she's not there quite yet. So we're going to start off with Sister Tamaya. Are you ready, Sister Tamaya?
Yes, Sister Chantal, I am.
I'm ready.
All right, awesome. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay, go ahead. So it's your son. Can I have your name, please? Oh, brother. I want to pronounce it. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Name.
My name is DeHalo.
DeHalo, nice name. Are you ready now, brother DeHalo?
Yes.
All right, so take the floor. Introduce us to a legend. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Hope that God bless you all. I will be
Bless the Lord.
Daniel in the lion's pit. Daniel in the lion's pit. Oh, it looks like as if Daniel is in a lot of trouble, but the lions are not hurting him. Do you know why? Who put Daniel in here with all these lions? Let's find out. The king of Babylon is now a man named Darius. He liked Daniel very much because Daniel is so kind and wise. Darius chooses Daniel to be his chief ruler in his kingdom. This makes other men in the kingdom jealous of Daniel. So this is what they do. They go to Darius and said, "We have agreed, O king, that you should make a law saying that for 30 days no one should operate. You should into any god or man except to you, O king. If anyone disobeys, then he should be thrown in with the lions." Darius does not know why these men want to this law made, but he thinks it is a good idea, so he puts the law into writing. Now the law cannot be changed. When Daniel learns about the law, he goes home and prays, just as he always has done. The bad men knew that Daniel would not stop praying to Jehovah. They are happy because it seems that their plan to get rid of Daniel is working. When King Darius learns why these men wanted to make this law, he's very sorry, but he can't change the law. So he has to give the command for Daniel to be thrown into the lion's pit. But the king tells Daniel, "I hope that your God womb would who you serve will save you." Darius is so upset. He can't sleep that night. The next morning, he runs to the lion's pit. You can see him there. He cries out, Daniel, servant of the living God, was the God whom you serve able to save you from the lions? God sent his angels, Daniel answers, and shut the mouths of the lions so that they did not hurt me. The king is very glad. He commands that Daniel would be lifted out of the pit. Then he has the bad men who tried to get rid of Daniel thrown to the lions. Even before they reach the bottom of the pit, the lions grab them and break all their bones. Then King Darius writes to all the people in his kingdom, I command that everyone should respect Daniel's God. He does great miracles. He saved Daniel from being eaten by the lions. The end.
Wow.
Yay. Well done.
Beautiful.
Amen. Lovely, lovely.
Very good.
See some
Amen.
Clap hands. Everybody
Yes,
remember how to
Daniel.
react? Can we see the clap hands? I'm going to react first. All right, Sister Kami went ahead. Let us give him a round of applause. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask the questions right after they introduce us to the legends, you know, because I want to see if you're keeping track. All right. So we give God thanks for Brother DeHalo. Very good, very good. We're going
Very
to
good.
straight into the other one, and we're going to see who Brother Nico J is going to introduce us to tonight. Brother Nico J, are you ready?
Let's have him. Let's have him. Let's have him. Let's have
Yay,
him.
Let us
Let's
react more. Yes. Yes, he's ready. All right. All right. Let's go ahead.
I am Noah. God told me to build a big ark with two of animals. And my family. And God told me to build a big boat. Oh. But.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. Amen.
If I'm done.
If I'm just going to send a flower.
Oh, rain. And what and the flood is going and I'm going to send out a dove, a raven, and it never comes back with nothing. Then seven more days. So send out a dove, and it come with a holly leaf, and it. We went 7 more days and it left. Well, I opened the door and.
Come on, Brother Noah. Yeah.
The water dried up.
Yay.
I'm done.
Come on.
Huh? Yes. I'm done. Huh? I'm done.
With that Noah. Come on, Brother Noah. Oh man.
The Lord, Brother.
Yes.
So Brother Noah is done. All right, Brother Noah. All right, so let's react to Brother Noah. Thank you so much, Brother Nico J. Very good, very good. I'm gonna give my reactions. Yay.
Oh,
Brother Noah was really contemplating if he should tell us his whole story, you know. So yes, very good. So I'm going to go ahead with my first questions. I won't tell you what you're going to win until the end. So let's make sure your fingers are ready or your microphones are ready to be open. And if they're already open, good for you. All right. So you can either open your microphone and answer as quick as you can, or you can type it in the chat. So it's who I see first. All right, or hear first. So first question is, and let's take it from our first legend. All right. Let me see who was listening. Let's start with all right. I want don't want to give an easy question, you know. All right, let's go with this one. Oh, it's for everybody because we are listening to the children tonight. So the adults, you can answer. And of course, if you win something, you can share it with your child too. No problem. All right. So the first question is taken from our first legend, right? So why was Daniel thrown into the lion's den? That's so easy.
Because
Who is going to answer first?
King Darius liked him, and the other men in the kingdom were jealous of him.
No. Because he
was kind
wise. So they lied on him, and what did he just stop praying? He didn't, so they
Me,
threw him
yes.
in the pit.
All right. So yes, you know, when you continued, I heard a little more. Yes, a praying part. So you know, he was praying to God instead of praying to their God, basically. In that way, right? So we should give it to Sister Tamoy, right? All right, very good. Let us react and give her a round of applause. Very good, very good. All right, so let me take down it. Can Sister Elder Eulalie, are you able to type right for me? Or type or jot down? I just want to jot down the names so I can remember them. So Sister Tamoy is our first winner. And the second question will be coming from our legend just now. All right, who can answer this one? What bird did Noah send out first to check for dry
Dove,
land?
a raven, a
A
raven.
raven. Who said raven first? I heard a female voice of the raven. Oh, Daisy. All right, Daisy had typed in the chat first, but who was a female voice?
Nicola.
Nicola. All right, let us take those two names. So we're going to take Daisy. I'm sorry, Sister Camille. I'm so sorry. Take Sister Dacia and Sister Nicola. So they got the second question. All right. So now on to our next legend. So we'll meet. Who we meet so far? Let's open our mics and tell each other rather. First one,
Brother Diaz,
Daniel and Brother Noah.
and
Noah.
Brother Noah. Let's see who else we're going to meet. All right. Let's welcome Brother Jamari. He's going to introduce us to another legend. Are you ready, Brother Jamari? Where are you at?
What's happening?
I hope you're not sleeping. All right. So go ahead, Brother Jamari, when you're ready.
Afternoon, everyone.
Good night, Brother Jamari.
Good
Good
night, Brother
night.
Jamari.
Good evening.
Bless God.
Right. My legend is Daniel. I will be singing a song. In the lion's den, in the lion's den, he stood tall, he stood tall. Faith in God, he gave his All he gave is all in the darkest night. In the darkest night, he held tight. He held tight. God delivered him. God delivered him from the lion's mouth. From the lion's mouth. And so will he. And so will he. Deliver me. Deliver me. In the lion's den. In the lion's den. He stood tall. He stood tall. Faith in God, faith in God. He gave his all, he gave his all. In the darkest night, in the darkest night, he held tight, he held tight. God delivered him, God delivered him from the lion's mouth, from the lion's mouth. And so will he, and so will he deliver me.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel like I want to do a song pull up. I can do a song pull up.
Yes.
All right. So come again. Come again, Brother Jamari. A big song. A big song. Let's go again. Let's go again. One more time. One more time. I like it. I like it.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
In the lion's den, in the lion's den, he stood tall. He stood tall. Faith in God. Faith in God, he gave his all, he gave his all. In the darkest night, in the darkest night, he held tight, he held tight. God delivered him, God delivered him from the lion's mouth, from the lion's mouth. And so will he, and so will he deliver me, in the lion's den, in the lion's den. He stood tall, faith in God, he gave his all, he gave his all. In the darkest night, in the darkest night, he held tight, he held tight. God delivered him from the lion's mouth, from the lion's mouth. And so will he, and so will he deliver me, deliver me.
Yay, very
amen. Bless
good,
the Lord.
Very good. Bless the Lord. I
good
love that
job.
Song. Look like we have to go promote some of them songs here on YouTube, you know. Yes, we're in the spirit of giving tonight. All right, so let me just see who has shorter memory, you know, because so he delivers me, right? But what did he say about faith? Who can answer that next question? What did he
Faith
say?
in God, he gave it all, something like that.
Who else wants to go ahead?
Faith in God, he stood tall.
What Sister Lem do?
Amen.
You're in the
Amen.
Background though. You know, I'm not sure if me really want to give you. Oh, yes, Sister Libby, I want to give somebody else a chance because it's so like
yes,
I want
yes.
a songwriter too with him.
That's
too, you
know? Okay. That's okay.
Don't worry yourself, man. We'll give it to her. Give it to her because she answered, don't. We'll give it to you, man. You can't
yes.
be the producer for nothing, you know. Come and know you're there in the background and prep him up and things. So, yes, we're going to give Sister them. Yes.
Yeah,
so, repeat it
yeah.
again so that they can hear from his sister.
Faith in God, he stood tall.
Amen. And that in itself is a whole encouragement to us tonight. Faith in God, we will also stand tall. Because
Amen.
What did they say about that faith? If it is as small as a what?
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Then it can do what?
Move mountains.
Move mountains. And I believe these legends, they have moved so many mountains. I mean, their faith have really made them legends. And so tonight, it's amazing meeting Brother Daniel again. and Brother Noah. So let's see who else we're going to meet. I'm going to go over to a lovely young sister. Are you ready, Sister Angel? Sister Angel, where are you?
Hey, I am.
No, man, you have to sing it with me because me sing it a while ago. Sister Angel, where are you?
Here I am.
All right. You see, me like that? Me like that. All right, go ahead when you're ready.
I apologize for closing my camera.
That's okay.
I'm gonna try my best. Try my best with this one. All right. This is the story of Esther, but now look a dog. Slow dog. All right. You never know, said the table would have turned. You never know, said the table would have turned to me. No, I apologize. Let me start over. You never know, said the table would have turned. You never know, said the table would have turned around. The table. Turn around, find the enemies get trampled upon the ground. Esther, my name, make me tell about the story of how me become a queen. One lady before never and our king when in color, she never be seen. So she was put away, and then come me favor. The table just a turn around. Table just a turn around. Me a one orphan girl and me cousin take care of me. And him tell me child fi be a queen. And me walk and me muggle and me show off the gifts when me daddy God give me fi the king. In love with him see and him pick me out all of the other beauty queens. Me glad bag a boss and me can't believe. Me say me glad bag a boss and me can't believe. Just how fi me table just a turn. Just how fi me table just a turn. One wicked prideful man name here man. One little man name here man. When me husband give him power and authority over Persia. Him not like me cause the time now bow down. Him not like me cause the time now bow down. Me say him not like me cause the time not like bow down. Him not like bow down. See him. Him get mad, him get sick, him get mad, him get sick. He say he want kill all of the Jews. Him get mad, him get sick, him get mad, him get sick. He say he want kill all of the Jews. Me heart drop and me mouth and me legs start shake. Me say me heart drop and me mouth start shake. When me work Mordecai give me the news. When Mordecai give me the news. Me and all the Jews and me Enoch fast and pray. We say we seek God. We seek God and that a when the table just a turn. That a when the table just a turn. While him and his family just a laugh and a celebrate, how them a go kill all of the Jews and hang Mordecai and the gallows, God a wipe out him theme plan. Me say my wipe out for him plan. Me said the table just a turn out for me. Just a turn around for me. Through prayer and fasting, my husband give me favor. In love, me off and him please fi see me. Him say, him want talk to me. And me plan a nice dinner and invited him. Me invite him and hey man. Me say, me invite him and hey man. Me say, me love how the table just a turn around. The table. Table just a turn around. Me say me love how the table just a turn around. The table just a turn around for me. Mordecai was honored for his good deed. He did and given power and authority. Haman was stepped and all of him son was killed in the gallows. Me say the table just a turn around for me. The table just a turn round for me. Me said the table just a turn around for me. The table just a turn around. All and everyone attacked to him was slewed. And God save all of us Jews. The table just a turn and God get the glory. Me said the table just a turn around for me. My love said the table just a turn around for me. The table just a turn around for me. Thank you.
Yay. Why the table really a turn. Yay. Bless the Lord. All right. I like that. I like that too. The table just a turn. turn. It's a turn tonight. Amen. Amen. I hope you guys are listening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. I hope you're all listening because the questions are coming. It can't just be meeting the legends like that. You need to be learning from them. And we just learned about a lovely queen. Not asking any questions yet. Coming back to her. Let's move to another legend. Brother, I hope I pronounce his name right. Ajani? All right. So, Brother Ajani, are you ready? All right. All right. So, we're through with Sister Angel, and we're so proud of you, and we're making room for Brother Ajani. Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
God chose a shepherd boy to be the king of Israel. When Goliath the giant has threatened everyone and vowed to bring Israelites on their knees by his wind chant, David the lad had pebbles and a sling. Goliath had a mighty sword and a shield. But David came in the name of God to sing. And the Philistine had both to yield, for God supports the righteous ones to win. The evil-minded have to bite the dust. God abhors devils, the mortal sin. The righteous always hope in Lord and trust. God permits Goliath to talk in vain, but David has love and strength to gain.
All right, that's it. Are we getting more from Brother David?
Mari. No, I'm finished.
All right, Brother David, so like Brother Noah, no, they don't want to tell us the whole story, but we're so proud of Brother David too, just like we are of the other legends. All right, so let's give Brother Johnny a round of applause as well. Very good. All right. So we are going into our question again. Let's see who can win something now. Hope we are listening to the legends, you know. All right, so let's go back to our queen, presented by a queen herself. All right, Sister Angel. All right. So we're going to be asking a question about her. Let's see who was listening because that was a very detailed one. I agree with Sister Camille. All right. Here's a question for Queen Esther. Don't want to make it too easy, you know. She also said some names that some of us, I don't know if we're listening to how they pronounce it. All right. Let's go with this one because I want to hear different answers. I don't want to make it too easy, sorry. All right, let's go with this one. What kingdom did Esther become queen of? Who wants to try that one? Let me go in my chat in the meantime, you know, because I don't want to miss anything. All right, whose mic is open? Somebody's mic is open, you know. Is it Kenesha? You want to answer? What kingdom did Esther become queen of? Nobody? Nobody don't want to win my lovely prizes tonight?
Caleb saying Syria.
Oh, he said Syria. Oh, my bad. I didn't hear him at all. At all. All right. So I have a different answer. I know it's not entirely different, but I think my answer is more specific. I want to give a hint. It starts with P.
Persia?
Who said it?
Persia, oh my God. Sister Camille.
All right, Sister Camille, she fell out again.
Caleb.
All right, so K, that's K, Caleb or K then? K, Caleb?
Lem.
Okay, Lem. All right. All right. Caleb and Sister Camille, you have just won this prize. All right. So give them a round of applause. Elder, are you taking down the names of me? I have to be keeping track. I don't be able to take them down.
I am, sis.
All right, thank you. All right, the next question, and we'll move on to our other legend. Who was our next legend after Queen Esther?
David, King David.
King David. All right, so I guess get a question for King David. I love King David. Let's see which one I should use now. I want to do the easy ones now because everybody knows something to do with Goliath, so we don't want to go that side. All right. All right, so what was no let me not give that one. You know, that's a good one, but I don't want to ask that one either, you know. Who was Davis? I know this one is easy.
Shepherd boy.
Elder looked like she's ready to answer, you know.
Was a shepherd boy.
No, you know, I wasn't going that sad though, sister. Let me finish it and see if I can get it because Elda looked like she wanted to first, you know. All right. So I was saying, who was David's best friend and the son of King Saul?
Jonathan.
Jonathan!
John.
I know, Jonathan.
Well, the person in the background said, I know it's Jonathan. Who is the person in the background, Sister Ava? Sister Ava, who is the person in your background shouting that they know it's Jonathan?
There is no one, maybe someone else.
Oh, it
Oh,
was
it's another person's background. I wonder who that little one was.
I think
Caleb.
that
Well, Caleb is
Caleb.
on fire tonight.
Caleb.
All right, so Caleb, since you already got one, I'm going to give this one to Sister Ava because she was there. She answered too, right, Sister Camille? All right.
That's a weird chance.
Because
That's
I saw
weird.
your mic open too. Yes, but very good, Caleb. You're on fire, man. On fire. Jonathan, indeed. So we're giving that one to Sister Ava, and we're going over to our next legend. How are you feeling tonight? You're feeling happy to meet these legends tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, I just love Caleb's spirit. My gosh, a happy spirit. All right, so let's go over now. You know what? I want to take him. I think he's eager and on fire. Ready, brother Caleb?
Yes.
Of course, you're ready. All right, go ahead.
Amen. That's the spirit.
One second, let me help Mr. Caleb get ready.
All right, so while Brother Caleb gets ready, I just want to sing one little song that I think we all should know. And I want to sing it because, you know, it's sort of like children's night tonight. So we're going back to our Sunday school songs. All right, so let me see who knows this song. I'm going to sing one line. So here's another opportunity, you know. I'm going to sing one line and you are going to try to finish the song for me. Are you ready? All right. Let's see before Brother Caleb comes on. I want to make sure I'm the correct song, you know, because I want to start off easy. Let's start off with this song first. So after two, I'm going to sing the first part, you sing the next part. All right? I am a promise.
I am a
I
possibility.
am a
I
am a
promise.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. What a beautiful
Amen.
prayer. But I can't give away any prize on this because everybody answered before I even finished the song. So I'm so proud of everybody. Let's clap ourselves. You know, they say pat yourself on your shoulders. Let's do that instead tonight. All right, Brother Caleb, are you ready? Not ready yet?
No, not yet.
You want to go on the weekend?
All right.
All right. So
We are ready.
you're ready. All right, you're ready. You're ready. All right, go ahead. We're making room for Brother Kalen now. All right.
Who are you sending to come and fight against me, O Israel? Who is it that you dare send to fight against the great Goliath? Am I but a dog that you come and that you sent a child to come and fight me? Do you not have any more soldiers in your army? David, come another video.
I will. God will deliver you into my hands.
Hey, be careful. Go ahead. Paul has slain his thousand. David's the descendant of thousand. Paul has slain his thousand. David's the descendant of thousand. Saul has seen a thousand. David
has seen
a thousand. Saul has
seen
his thousand.
Bless the Lord.
Wow. Bless the Lord. Can we give God a shout? The highest praise. A shout of the highest praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Honestly. Caleb, ready a long time. Long time. There, he's encouraging us with his mother. You know, we have Goliath in our lives too. That we have to, you see how he's so vibrant and ready to go. We have to be ready to go too. You know, I heard somebody said that's the spirit, right, Deacon? That is the spirit indeed. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. We're so happy to meet David again. And this is a different David too, you know. So you see all the legends come in different forms. Yes, and we're so proud of them so far. God bless you all. We're going to move on to another legend. I wonder who it will be. Let's see. Brother Millen, are you ready? I'm checking to make sure, you know.
Yes, miss.
All right. So we're making room for Brother Milan. Go ahead. In Jesus' name.
Night, miss. My legend is Daniel. Daniel, prophet true, stand firm in a Babylon too. Lion den him enter, but fiat him never lose. King Darius him decree, but Daniel pray to God supreme. Angel come down, lion mouth them seal extreme. Daniel, righteous man, fear never one break. God protect him all the way, no matter the shake. Lion then him survive, testimony still alive. Daniel, fear keep him alive. Conspiracy them plot. Officials them jealousy burn, but Daniel integrity shine like the morning sun. God deliver him, honor him, make him number one. Testimony spread, faith grow, Babylon get the knowledge run. Daniel, Daniel, righteous man, fear never won break. Protect him all the way, no matter the shake. Lion, then him survive. Testimony still alive. Daniel, Daniel, fear keep him alive.
Whoa! Good job.
Praise the Lord. Good job. Thank you. Good job. Good job. Can we see some more reactions? Yes, man. All the little celebration and the clapping of the hands and the hearts. Send them up for Brother Milan. Very good. You know what I noticed tonight? We like to introduce each other to Brother David and Brother Daniel. But you know what? That's good. That is good tonight. I love that the children are reading. They're reading and they're coming and giving us the information in different ways. And I'm really proud of all of you. All right. So, I feel like I want to ask another question, you know, on Brother Daniel. Let's ask another question on Brother Daniel. All right. Let's see who can win another prize tonight. I want to make sure I ask a good question this time. Right, so I'm gonna look back up, look back up. All right, so here's Daniel's question. One more question on Daniel. So who shut the mouths of the lions? And I want you to be very specific with your answer. Who shut the mouths of the lions, or who closed the mouths of the lions?
God.
Daniel's God.
We know you will deliver. But we want to be more specific, because we know that the Lord did, you know. But how?
The angel came down and shut them all.
Yes, who was that?
Someone before me, I think. I don't know.
Yes, somebody was talking before you. Who was it? I couldn't see.
Tamoya.
Oh, it was Sister Tamoya? All right. Sister Tamoya on a roll tonight, man. All right, I want to give her another one then. That's a second one for her, Elder. All right, very good, very good. All right, let me give one more. No, I'm not to give one more. I'm going to sing another song and then you're going to finish it. Yes, another Sunday school song. Ready? And everybody's going to sing, you know. Can you imagine that? All right, I want to sing this one. I've got the joy
down in my heart,
down in my heart, down in my heart,
down in my heart,
down in my heart.
The king is the residence there.
I'm so happy, so very happy.
I know the devil doesn't like it, but he's down in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
I know the devil doesn't like it, but he's down in my heart. Down in my heart
to stay.
And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Yay!
Yay.
I like the choir. I like the song. I'm just so eager as soon as I start singing. I don't even finish the last word. Everybody jump on. I like that excitement tonight. Yes. There is fire in Jesus' name. Yes. So we're going to move on now. Brother Jahil, is he ready? I looked at Brother Jahil hiding a while ago. Are you ready, Brother Jahil?
She says
not yet?
Yes.
All right. So you can go ahead in Jesus' name.
One, two, three.
Elisha is a man of God. Elisha is a man of God. E-I-E-I-O. He followed God and did great things. E-I-E-I-O. He helped over here. He helped over there. There he helped. Here he helped. Up. Everywhere God saw was real. Elijah was a man of God. E-I-E-I-O. He parted the water with his cloak. E-I-E-I-O. He made oil flow out the jar. E-I-E-I-O. He poured over here. He poured over there. Here he poured. There he poured. And more came out. Elisha is a man of God. Yes, he is so.
All right, can we get a round of applause for Brother Jaheel? I like the creativity tonight. Everybody did a good job, and we're going to give a loud round of applause. Yes, yes, I see the hands going up, going up, going up. Yes. Now, before we continue to go into our program, is there any other child that is online that would want to share? But you didn't get the chance to reach out to be a part of my little program here? Anybody else?
Yes, my brother Elijah. Brother Elijah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Brother Elijah, forgive me so much. Forgive me, Brother Elijah. All right. So we're going to go to Brother Elijah, who is going to introduce us to a lovely legend, and we're going to make way for him. Go ahead, Brother Elisha.
Come, Brother Elisha. Stop it. All right. Ready to tell the story of David?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good night,
everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Brother Elisha.
Good night, Elisha.
Hi, Elisha.
Hi.
Thank you for my story.
Tell them the title of your story.
Thank you for my story.
I'm going to be telling the story of David. And?
And?
Goliath.
And God.
Speak up.
I wish I could get David and...
Once upon a time.
But upon a time,
David was a boy.
He was brave and strong.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
He picked up five rocks
and threw them
in his the man's face, and he died on the ground.
The giant died.
Everybody worshiped God.
Hallelujah.
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 Very good, Brother Elisha.
Thank
yes,
you.
He definitely fell on the ground. He was defeated, right? And we're so happy that we were able to be introduced to another legend tonight. Yes. Brother Elisha wants to say something else?
He was saying that was David on the screen, the one behind you.
Oh, okay. Yes, Brother Elisha, you're sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. Very good. Yes. All right. So let me make sure I'm not going to miss anyone else. All right. Sister Cher. I pronounced it right, Sister Cher, or Cher?
Yes.
So, Sister Cher?
Yes.
All right. I want to make sure now, you know, the teacher and me don't want to mistake, you know, mispronounce anyone's name. So you can go ahead.
Okay, I'm doing a sh short summary of the story of Joseph. Okay, so Joseph was the youngest of 12 brothers, and he was favored by his father, which made his brothers jealous. One day, Joseph was given a coat of color so bold and bright, which made his brothers' jealousy flare even more. And one day, while they were out, all of his brothers collectively decided to sell Joseph off to slavery. And when they returned, can you repeat that?
No, I think that was Sister Nicola's microphone. That's okay. You can continue. Go ahead.
Okay. All of his brothers collectively decided to sell Joseph off to slavery. And when they returned home, they deceived his father and told him that Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. And while bound in slavery, Joseph stayed strong and believed that God would give him justice, even though he was in this predicament. He later found himself in a position of power, having the ability to interpret the Pharaoh's dreams. His father and brothers soon found themselves before him. Joseph, however, disguised himself to see if his brothers had truly changed. And when he saw that they were truly remorseful, he revealed his identity and forgave his brothers despite all they've done. Joseph's story is all about forgiveness and to show that God will always provide for you, even though it might not seem like it in the moment. And it also symbolizes that good can grow from once from where pain once grew.
Awesome. Bless the Lord. Give
Amen.
our thanks for you. That was amazing. That was amazing. Send up some more. Yes, we'll see it coming. Yes, all the cup hands. Need to see more cup hands, you know. A little more, a little more, a little more. All right, very good. Am I leaving out anyone else? No. Is there anyone else that would like to share tonight? I have
Yes,
two
Sister
questions for
Chantal.
Joseph. Who is that? I didn't see the name.
Stacia, I wanted to sing a song on behalf of my son. He's not here with me, but he told me to sing a song for him.
No
Okay, can I go
problem.
ahead?
You can go ahead.
Is it okay if I keep my mic, my
Your
video off?
camera off? No
Yes.
problem.
Thank you. All righty, so. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they care. But in the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of faith, one thing never wavered, one thing never swayed. I never lost my hope. I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith, but most of all, I never lost my praise to thee, my praise to thee. I've let some blessings slip away when I lost my focus and went
I'm straight, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I lost possession that was so dear, and I lost the battle while walking in fear. But in the midst of my struggle, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. I never let my hope. I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith, but most of all, I never lost my faith to you. But most of all, I never lost my
Bless the Lord. That song is for Jaden, my son. He's not here, so I'm doing
Bless
it for
the
him.
Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give God all the glory. Never lost our praise. And you know, sometimes we have to like remind ourselves, because there will be situations that will come upon us that feels like, you know, puts us in a place rather where we feel like we don't have the praise. We don't know how to reach for that praise. But the song is reminding us tonight to keep that praise, regardless of what you're in. You know, the songwriter went on to say that they lost possessions, they lost friends, they lost a lot of things, but even in the midst of that, their praise still remained. And so I believe that's encouraging us tonight, that whatever we're going through tonight, keep the praise, because the praise will bring us through. And so tonight, I'm going one more time. Is there anyone else that would love to share? Going once, going twice. Don't hear any crickets. All right. So going four times. All right. So I believe I covered everyone and no one else wants to share. But I want to pause to give God thanks for our children tonight who really came out and you did your absolute best. Can we just give them a, I want to see any reaction you want to give. Just show them some love. Show them some love. You want to type our encouragement in the chat to them. Anything you want to do, just show them some love tonight so that they know that their efforts have not gone unnoticed tonight. Amen. I like it. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. We are so proud of all of you. And I know that, remember, this is where everything starts. This is where you learn. This is where you grow and develop. So when you get these opportunities to share and to talk to different people, this is you living in your purpose, walking in what God wants you to become. This is where I started. I started from youth days and youth meetings where they say, come and share something. And you're so scared to share because you're like, everybody just a stare from me. But you learn. You learn to be confident, and the Holy Spirit really gives you that boost of confidence. So even if nerves are rocking you, God will literally calm you and you'll speak. He will speak through you. You'll become a mouthpiece just like Moses and so many other legends who, once you're used by him, he will speak through you. So we bless the Lord tonight for all of you. And I know that the Lord will continue to be with you and guide you tonight. Amen. All right, anyone want to share any final remarks before I turn over to Sister Camille? Anyone want to share any final words? Anything you want to say to the children, or anything you want to share? Feel led to share something, or a testimony? Anything? Nothing?
God protects you. God is in your heart.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Lord.
I'm sorry.
You said something?
No, he didn't say anything bad. He didn't say anything bad. He didn't say anything bad. Awesome. Everyone did do an amazing job. Very good. Yes, that's true. Ella, you wanted to say something too?
Yes, sister. I just want to bless the Lord for these legends. And I want to thank the parents for taking the time out to prepare them. You know, we bless God for them. We place them in the hands of the Lord and we pray for them. Whenever you're praying, just pray for a child. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to sing this last song, another Sunday school song. But I want to sing it before I turn over to Sister Camille. So we can all join in too. If you don't want to open your mic, that's fine. But I'm going to sing Into My Heart. All right. So after two, one, two. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come in.
Let's sing it one more time. Into my heart. Into my heart. Stay in my heart. Lord Jesus. Stay in today. Stay in. I pray. Stay in my heart. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Lord, bless the Lord. Glory to God. I greet you all tonight, brethren, in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus. Praise God. My soul is rejoicing tonight. Hallelujah. No wonder the word of God says a child shall lead them. And tonight we have evidence that there is hope. Amen. There is hope. Yes. We have legends and we have warriors.
Amen.
We have, you know, different talents being nurtured to take our spaces when we have transitioned. Amen. And so there is hope in Christendom and we glorify God for that. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah on the platform and just bless God?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amazing job.
All the children tonight. And even before we go into taking some testimonies and, you know, all of that stuff, I'm going to invite Brother Nigel to be praying a prayer for the children. We want to, you know, surrender them to God, surrender their future, surrender their minds, all that they are to God, their talents, you know, that God will keep teaching us as parents to nurture them and teach us how to provide that space where they can grow in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. We want to pray coverage over them in the name of Jesus. And so we're going to invite Brother Nigel at this time. Brother Nigel, are you able to?
Yes, Sister Camille, definitely.
Just pray and cover the children, please. Thank you.
Sorry if I sound a little bit hoarse, all right?
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Eternal God, we come to you tonight, Father God, humbly, mighty God. Mighty God, we petition your throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. For your children, mighty God, upon this platform. Mighty God, we see how they would have come out, mighty God, and they would have taught us so much. Mighty God, I pray that you continue to cover them under your blood. Mighty God, I pray, Father, that you continue to, oh God Almighty, grow them up in such a way, Father God, that they know that they are yours. They are special, mighty God. I pray, God, that you just set them apart in the mighty name of Jesus and continue to bring them up, oh God, to be man and woman of yours, mighty God. That will be the change in this environment, in this world, this dark world that we are in, mighty God. I pray that there will be light in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray, Father, that there will be leaders and not followers, mighty God. And so even among their peers, mighty God, I pray that they will, oh God Almighty, shine. Yes, Lord God. I pray, Father, that they, mighty God, will have the ability, the vigor, the wisdom, yes, Lord, to bring their friends to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
they're not too young, Lord God Almighty, for you to use them. And so, Father God, I pray, Father, that you will instill in them, mighty God, a heart, yes, that is desirous of knowing you more, Lord God, of loving you more, yes, God, and of spreading your word more in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, gracious God, I pray now for even the homes from which they come in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God Almighty, for their families, their parents, Lord God. I pray that the parents will continue to teach them, Lord God Almighty,
yes, how mighty to pray. God. Hallelujah.
How to love you, how to study the word, mighty God, so that, Father God, when, oh God Almighty, they open up their mouths to speak about you, oh Lord God, yes, the words will come forth. Mighty God, I just pray, Father God, for them. I pray for their environment, Lord God. I pray for everyone in which they come in contact with, Father, that they will be so anointed, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will be so much upon them, Lord God Almighty. So wherever they go, in the mighty name of Jesus, the atmosphere must change, Lord God Almighty, Lord God, to accommodate them, because they're so holy. Yes, God, they're so anointed and so full of fresh of you, mighty God. And so, Father God, I pray that you just continue to keep them in your right hand of righteousness. Keep their host whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they will, Father God, we now accept them and we decree and we declare that they are yours in the mighty name of Jesus. As we say, thank you for what you have done with them tonight and what you are about to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen,
Jesus.
Yes, Father, kill him.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name. Praise God. Bless the Lord, people of God. Bless the Lord. For tonight, we want to thank our dear deacon who led us into devotion and, you know, pretty much gave us, he broke the ice for us, you know, where these legends are concerned, and gave us like a synopsis of each, you know, of a few of the legends. God bless you, deacon. Thank you so much for, you know, laying the way for tonight's program. We bless the Lord for you, Deacon Scott. Bless God. We want to bless the Lord for Sister Chantal, who moderated so well tonight. God bless you, Sister Chantal. May you continue to work for the Lord. May he continue to use you for his glory. And I'm sure Sister Chantal will communicate with us about the prices. Sister Chantal, you said you have prices, and we're going to hold you accountable, Sister Chantal. Bless the
Lord. Oh, yes, they're coming.
Okay, all right. So we'll hear more information about prices that we will be receiving if you had answered a question. But overall, beautiful night in the Lord, and we want to bless the Lord, you know, for his presence with us and for working through the children. I want to add my commendations as well to the parents who would have spent the time to read the word of God with your children, and also preparing, you know, these pieces, performance or talent pieces, so to speak. And, you know, the children came out, and I know that the parents would have guided them, but I know that a lot of these children would have been the ones who sat down and wrote their pieces themselves. And so we want to commend the children, you know, Even if you had help to write it, you came and you performed it on your own. And so, big, big commendations. Hallelujah to you. Amen. And so, parents, you know, get yourself ready, reading and in preparation mode, because you don't know when it's going to be your time again. Amen. And you don't know what format it's going to take. So it's always about reading the word of Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. Today, we had another activity happening during the course of this day. We had our day of giving. Bless the Lord. And, you know, I believe it was a success. We haven't really looked at the results yet as a leadership. And so, but I will say, to God be the glory. Amen. We want to bless the Lord for blessing us that we were able to give to others. And if you still have not yet given something, it's not too late. It was supposed to be done today, but you can still give it in honor of today. So you can go ahead and give it tomorrow. You know, go ahead and make a pledge. I don't have it, but I'm going to give it at X time. And you still record on the documents provided so that we can know how many lives were impacted. That's all we want to know. We're not interested in knowing who gave and what you gave. We just want to know how many lives were impacted. And so if you have given and you have not completed the form is still available. So I'm going to ask you to just access that form and just put, indicate how you impacted a life today. That's all. It doesn't require a name or anything of that nature. Amen. And so we continue to give to others as we serve Almighty God. We want to use this opportunity to welcome each of you tonight. If this is your first time, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. We are grateful to have you. If you have been here before and it's been a while, we are happy that you chose to join us tonight. Truly, your presence has made a difference. And so we want to welcome each of you. Sister Lyria, you know, haven't seen you in a while. Brother Nigel, it's good to have you on. You know, some other persons, you know,
you're joining me on.
The plumber, it's good to have you on. Before we get into greeting everybody, is there, I know Sister Chantal asked, but is there anyone who wants to share a testimony before we close off? All right, bless the Lord. Let me testify. I was not feeling well this afternoon. You know, I had to actually lay down and see if I could get some rest. And, you know, it was kind of strange because I'm not really tired. I'm on summer break, so I'm not really, really tired. But I had a headache. I had nausea. I was dizzy. I couldn't understand where it was coming from. You know, and when I got up to join and to start the meeting, it was still there. You know, and as we came on, Sister Nadine, I asked her to include me in her prayer. And she prayed. I think Deacon Scott prayed. And some other persons who were on the platform, they prayed. And see, I'm here tonight and I'm able to close off. I'm not going to say the headache is gone in the name of Jesus. You know, there's still a shadow that's
Hallelujah.
Over. But I've received my healing. And I'm walking in that healing tonight in the name of Jesus. And so I want to encourage you. The healing God is still here. Amen. I am a testimony. And I know that there are many others who can testify of the healing power of Holy God. And so we want to bless God and we honor God for his healing virtue. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Camille. Amen. This morning, too, I had to reach out to Sister Eulalie to pray for me, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm believing that I am healed, because we know, brothers and sisters on the platform, that healing is the children's bread, and trust me, I am believing and I'm holding on to it in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name,
amen. Bless the Lord.
We agree with you that it is done tonight in Jesus' name. And so we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. I want to use this opportunity to invite you back right here on Saturday, right on this, right here, using the same link where the Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry will host their Bible study. I can tell you, it has been so good. And if you're missing out, it's like you're missing out on some good food. I'm telling you. Amen. And so we ask you to join us on Saturday at 8 p.m. using the same link. And, we will have Bible study. Amen. It's fun, it's exciting, and it's just the word of God becoming flesh in our lives. Amen. And so I invite you. I don't want to eat and be full for myself only. I want my friends and my family to be a part of this meal. Amen. So come on out this Saturday and join us at 8 p.m. This and every other Saturday, 8 p.m. In preparation for this Saturday, however, we're reading 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians.
First Corinthians.
Thank you, Deacon. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And when you read it and then when you come it and they start to present on it, it makes more sense. You know what they're talking about. You don't have to be searching through because you'd have read already and prepared your mind for what is to come. And so we just want to read and be here. 8 o'clock, it goes for an hour, like about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And so if you're joining late, you're already missing out. Amen. So let us try to be on time so that we can absorb everything. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so
Amen.
we meet next week too, Thursday, for our Bible study for Prayer Portal Ministry. And so we continue to pray and to seek the Lord and to open up our appetites for what is to come. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Now we're going to do the closing prayer before we greet everybody. And I'm going to invite each of us, if we have a request, you're going to hold on to your request tonight. And you are going to pray, surrendering that request to God. Amen. He is waiting for us to petition and to cry out to him, whatever our situations are. And so if you have a request, you know all about your requests. You know every detail, a little less than what God knows. And so you are going to lift those requests to the Lord. If you don't have a request for yourself tonight, I want you to just select somebody on the platform, any person, and just breathe a word of prayer for that person tonight in Jesus' name. I also ask you to include Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International, Faith Defender Bible Study Ministries. Amen. So let us go to the Lord in prayer at this time, and I invite us, let us all just pray. When we pray together, it just goes up before God as an incense. It's just rising up in before him as an incense. So let us empty ourselves and prepare our hearts and just go into prayer. So everybody should be praying. If you have a request, put it before the Lord. If you don't, just choose somebody and just put them before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Let us all pray. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tonight. We thank you,
Oh,
Lord God Almighty,
often
for
four feet.
Lordship. We thank you for being in our prison.
Pain we
So I
bear.
pray tonight, Lord, that as
All
we come
because
before you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you
everything.
will hearten your ear unto the sound of our voices, so that as we petition, Lord, you will be able to hear from us.
We
God
give you
Almighty,
praise and
we
honor and
pray,
worship.
Lord Jesus Christ, the
God,
request
go at your
God
foot.
Almighty of your people.
Lord God,
You
we
said that
understand.
as we lift them up before you, God Almighty, that you will hear us from your holy heaven. And God, you will answer according unto your will. I surrender each person on the platform to you, Lord God Almighty. Those who have requests and those who don't, asking you, Lord, to intervene,
For the
God
willingness
Almighty,
to
into their
perform.
different
We
situations,
thank you, God, that you
to
are
bring
glorious.
about a remedy, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name.
My task, God, is to perform.
Financial struggles. I pray for provisions. I pray for opportunity, Lord, where they can earn, Almighty God, and be able to take care of their needs according to your riches in glory, God Almighty, because this is what you have promised. Those who are sick, we pray, mighty God, for your healing to be activated in their lives so that, God, they can testify of the goodness of God. I pray tonight, Lord God Almighty, for those who are unsaved, that, Lord, you will pull them to you, God Almighty.
pray in the
and
name
to their hearts, bring about sensitivity to their hearts,
Lord,
so that when the Holy Spirit of God comes knocking, they will open up, Lord, and receive salvation. Mighty God, you are coming back for a people that is prepared, and so Lord, those who are unprepared will not make it in. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us, mighty God, to be prepared for your return, God Almighty, so that when the saints go marching in, we will be among the numbers.
My God, I pray,
faithful servants, Lord God Almighty, we thank you for our prayer for
her. My God, you know all about her. You know her ups and her downs.
They belong to God you. Almighty. We pray when that you will strong. Move, Almighty God, among God, the leaders and the members of both ministries in the name of Jesus. We pray, Almighty God, that you will rest your righteous right
your
hand.
Your daughter, who is the
Lord God Almighty,
pray you cover her mind.
Doors, Lord Jesus Christ, that we will be able to transition from level to level.
Over her
your glory.
My God, remind her.
Over the leaders, we pray for insight, Almighty God, and foresight, Lord.
As never alone. My God, there are times.
Whatever activities we engage in will bring you honor and glory
as God. That's your awesome presence,
Lord.
Is always with her.
God Almighty,
I pray you touch her.
We pray that you will bless
body.
The person represented here. Oh, my God. We pray
that
you will
bless any discomfort,
them with
anything that is not of
Almighty God. According to your will. Thank you for hearing us tonight. Thank you for your presence tonight.
Lord, I pray that you will have a for every
night, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight,
for the strength and person
tonight.
To go from day to day.
Jesus Christ, we pray.
Awesome presence has been on this entire platform. I pray, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch each individual who is present. My God, I pray those who are feeling depressed and weighed down and God pushed down under, may you lift them up, mighty God, with your joy and your peace and your contentment. Father God, we thank you for this ministry. Thank you for how you have been at work in the lives of your people. And my God Almighty, I pray that you will take us from strength to strength each day as we go on. And God, I pray that this ministry, God Almighty, will impact lives and will draw souls to your kingdom. We surrender each member. We surrender the leadership. And we pray, God, that you will impart unto us, mighty God, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. Help us, God, to commit our works unto to you. Everything that we do, God, help us to take it to you. Your word remind us that if we commit our works unto you, then our thoughts will be established. So we surrender to you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your children. We thank you, Almighty God, for the performance tonight. My God, thank you that we have learned about David and all the others, Elijah. You know them, God. So I surrender them to you. Father God, I thank you for this day of giving.
Yes.
Even as we give of ourselves today, help us to make it a daily routine, mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, reminding them of your love, reminding them of your grace, reminding them, mighty God, of your salvation. Mighty God, reminding them how you left the splendor of heaven, God Almighty, just to die for us so that we can be saved. My God, I pray that we will answer to your call. My God Almighty, I pray for the unsaved who are on this platform tonight, that you will touch them, that you will draw them to you, that you will knock upon their heart's door until they open up, mighty God, and said, come in, come in. So I thank you, mighty God, that everything is in your hands as we surrender ourselves to you tonight, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
God bless you, Elder.
Hallelujah.
May he cover you and wrap you in his feathers in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you, everyone. I think Sister Hutchinson's son wants to say hello, you know, hearing the children. I think he wanted to be a part. Sister Hutchinson?
Yes, Sister Camille, you fell asleep, you know.
Oh,
but
no.
He was here reciting what he wanted to say. So just let me say it for him. He said, good night, everyone. Nice to meet you all. My name is Javi Hutchinson, but he fell asleep.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, tell Javed Hutchinson. Tell him it's nice to meet him too, and we look
Bless the Lord.
Seeing him another time when he's not asleep. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right, people of God, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Before we greet somebody, did we miss anything? Are there any announcements that I'm missing, leaders? Anything that any person wants to share before we go? All right. Take that as a no. All right. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Wonderful rest of week. Parents, continue to work with your children. Kudos to you. Job well done. All right. God bless you tonight. Greet somebody.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
God bless you.
Everyone.
Bless the Lord, everyone. And bless the Lord, bless God the Lord.
Bless the Lord, everyone.
Be the glory.
Blessings, everyone. Bless
you. Elisha. God bless you, Brother Jamari and Brother Ajani.
Bless the Lord.
Sister Ari and Sister Avi, I heard you.
Praise God.
Man, God bless you. Who that Sister Angel? God bless you. Brother Nico J. All the children, God bless you. Good to have you. All right, Sister Cher, bless the Lord.
Have bless a the Lord, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Sister Chantal. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, Sister Nick.
Sister Camille. Bless you, everyone.
Bless you, Sister Chantal.
Sister.
Good job tonight.
Sister Kenisha, God bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Cooking food.
God bless you, Brother Caleb. Warrior for God.
Man, he's an apostle.
And your life. Mighty
an apostle.
God.
Praise God.
It's the Lord for you, minister. Praise Amen. God.
Praise God. Continue to nurture him, Sister Kenisha. God is well pleased. Praise God.
Sister Lem, good night.
Good night, Elder Edwards. Blessings.
Good night, Sister Lem.
Good night, Sister Camille. Blessings.
All blessings. Right. God bless blessings. You, everyone.
Good night, everyone.